And when you have cancer, which supplements do you advise?
Vitamin C, for sure.
Vitamin C?
Yeah, vitamin C. Definitely, yeah, vitamin C, number one. In high dosages.
Because it provides oxygen?
Well, it's vitamin C is antiviral, yeah. Anti-cancer by definition, actually.
Yes.
So if you can get a significant amount of vitamin C regularly into your blood, so instead of taking a huge dose in the morning,
yes.
What you do is you take four big doses throughout the day.
Okay.
Right, and that's what I've learned from cancer researchers who use vitamin C as part of their cancer approach.
Okay.
How you fight cancer. But then I would say vitamin D is also very important. D as in David.
Yes.
D is, it's important for strength. It's important for your immune system. There's actually nothing in all of the entire science of nutrition that turns on more genes that affect healing than vitamin D.
Okay.
Vitamin D is number one.
We have a lack of sunshine here in
right.
Ireland. And I think that's a reason to take supplements like vitamin D in the winter.
Yeah, that's yes, absolutely. Now, if you lived in Hawaii, you know, you don't need that.
Yes,
but see, here is a good idea, and that's why you can't ever make a statement like all supplements are bad or all supplements are good. It's totally context related. It's related to the person's personal situation, what they are dealing with.
Yes.
It's related to their age. I mean, there's so many factors. So everything exists for a reason. And we're just trying to figure out, okay, now that we've got this person in front of me and they've got this situation going
yes.
on, what's the best advice that I can give to them? And sometimes that's going to be certain supplements on top of the food that they're doing. It's just a smart idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't you think people will become dependent on the superfoods?
Well, that's a big question. We're on life support as it is.
Yeah, but in times of war,
yeah.
People survive on one potato a day.
Yeah.
So their body can survive.
Yeah, can survive.
All those superfoods maybe become dependent to such high amounts of nutrition.
Yeah, okay, that's a great question. But it's like anything. If you can live rich, then do it. If you can be nourished, be nourished. Being malnourished, in my opinion, doesn't bring out the highest human qualities.
Okay.
That's just what my observation is. If you talk to people who've been through the war about that, they'll also agree that being malnourished does not bring out the highest in human quality. Being nourished, richly nourished,
yes.
with superfoods or your own local wild foods or the foods you grow yourself, that brings out a higher level of human emotion and feeling and art
yes.
and imagination.
It will change your mind and the way
yeah, your thoughts. So the idea there is, if you can have it. You may not have it every day. You may not ever be able to have it ever again. It's possible the world could crumble and that's the end of everything. But at least you've had that moment of glory. And so that's kind of the idea of superfoods. Here's another idea. I really recommend your local superfoods. Understanding what that is, what that means.
So it's good to search for local superfoods.
Yeah, of course, you've got to know what they are.
Yes.
Wherever you live.
And